जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर स्थित श्रीमती त्रिवेणी अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बेबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य सेवर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड शिल प्रभुपाद की, जम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर स्थित श्रीमती त्रिवेणी ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की, अनंतकोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेमशगौ श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरवभक्तवृंद की, श्री राधाकृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरिगोवर्धन की, ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, नवदीप श्री मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा मैया की, यमुना मैया की, भक्तिदेवी की, तुलसी महारानी की, सामवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की, నితాయ గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, entitled as Lord Krishna Shows the Universal Form, Text Number 24. Shri Radharas Viharaji ki jai, Shri Gauranitaya ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshmana Namana ki jai. So, text number 24. Yaryangana darshaniya kumara leelau antarvrajetada bala pragranita pucchehi వత్సేర్ ఇతస్తత ఉభావ అనుక్రసం అనుక్రసయమానో ప్రేక్షంత్య ఉజ్జిత గ్రహ జహురత్ అసంత్యః యర్యంగణ దర్శనీయ కుమార లీలా అంతర్వ్రజే తదబల ప్రగణీత పుచ్చై వత్సేర్ ఇతస్తత ఉభావ అనుక్రస అనుక్రస్యమానౌ ప్రేక్షంత ఉజ్జిత గ్రహ జహృత హసంత్యః యర్యంగణాదర్శనీయ కుమార లీలా అంతర్వ్రజే తదబల ప్రగణీత పుచ్చై వత్సరితస్తద ఉభావ అనుక్రస్యమానౌ ప్రేక్షంత ఉజ్జిత గ్రహ జహృత అసంత్యః యర్యంగణీయ కుమార లీలా అంతర్వ్రజేత బల ప్రగణీత పుచ్చై ప్రేక్షంత ಪ್ರಕ್ಷಂಚರ್ಷಣೀಯಕುಮಾರಲೀಲಾ ಅಂತರ್ವಚೇತ ಪ್ರಗಣೀತಪುಚ್ಛೇ ವತ್ಸೇರಿಸ್ತ ಪೂರ್ವಾನ ಪ್ರೇಕ್ಷಂಚುಚಿತಗ್ರಹಾಶಂತರ್ಶನೀಯಕುಮಾರಲೀಲಾ ಅಂತರ್ವಚೇತಬಲಾ ಪ್ರಗಣೀತಪುಚ್ಛೇ ವತ್ಸೇರಿತಸ್ತದಾ ಉಭಾವ ಅನುಕೃಷ್ಯಮಾನೋ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಅರ್ಷಣೀಯ ಕುಮಾರ ಲೀಲಾ ಅಂತರ್ವ್ರಜೇತಬಲ ಪ್ರಗಣೀತಪುಚ್ಛೇ ವತ್ಸೇರಿತಾ ತದಾ ಉಭಾವ ಅನುಕೃಷ್ಯಮಾನೋ ಪ್ರೇಕ್ಷಂತ ಉಜ್ಜಿತ ಗ್ರಹ ಧೃತಸ್ಯ ಸಂತ್ಯಃ ವಟ್ ವಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಯರಿಹಿ ವೆನ್ ಅಂಗಣ ದರ್ಶನೀಯ visible only to the ladies within the house kumara leelau the past times of sri krishna and balarama exhibited as children antarvaje within the inside of raja in the house of nanda maharaj that at that time avalaha all the ladies pragrahita puchaihi the ends of their tails having been caught by krishna and balaram vatsaihi by the calves ಇತ ತತ ಹೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಉಭೌ ಬೋತ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಲರಾಮ ಅನುಕ್ರಸ್ಯಮಾನೌ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಡ್ರ್ಯಾಗ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರೇಕ್ಷಂತ್ಯಃ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಚ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಉಜ್ಜಿತ ಗಿವೆನ್ ಅಪ್ ಗ್ರಹಾಃ their household affairs jarshuhu enjoyed very much asantyah while laughing translation and purport by Devendra Grace Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki within the house of Nanda Maharaj the cowherd ladies would enjoy seeing the pastimes of the babies Rama and Krishna The babies would catch the ends of the calf's tails and calves would drag them here and there. When the ladies saw these pastimes, they certainly stopped their household activities and laughed and enjoyed the incidents. Purport. While crawling in curiosity, Krishna and Balaram would sometimes catch the ends of the tails of calves. The calves, feeling that someone had caught them, would begin to flee here and there, and the babies would hold on very tightly, being afraid of how the calves were moving. The calves, seeing that the babies were holding them tightly, would also become afraid. Then the ladies would come to rescue the babies and gladly laugh. దిస్ వాజ్ దేర్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్. ఓమ జ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనాశలాకయ చక్షూరుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మయ్యం తదాతి శ్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురుః శ్రీయుతః పదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం త్వం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం. శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ. నమావం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే శారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణి. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్యా నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగే శ్రీరాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో the description of this scene in Vrindavan, it is so pleasing. Some of us must have seen the same scene in Little Krishna video also. Krishna was catching the tail of a calf and then they are dragging, and then of course here it says that ladies have rescued, but in that video Nanda Maharaj takes the Krishna. But anyway, so the whole point is that the sweetness that is described in this sloka, it captures, you know, every living entity's heart who comes across this such pastimes or such descriptions. That's why we find throughout Srimad Bhagavatam there is extensive glorification on the process of hearing the pastimes of Krishna. And we can imagine what must be the fortune of the gopis, and specifically, you know, Mother Yashoda, whom even Shukadeva Goswami praises her fortune. She is so fortunate because these gopis are getting to see the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who are, it's like in the, to the highest degree of sweetness. Like, of course, there is no comparison in terms of different incarnations of the Lord and their reciprocation with devotees. It's not in terms of comparison, but we see, like, this particular, specifically the Vrindavan pastimes, where Krishna, the level of intimacy at which he reciprocates with his, you know, devotees, specifically, you know, gopis, it is so intimate. And even sometimes great personalities like Brahma, when they saw such pastimes, they were like, at least for time being, bewildered. How? This is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like, you can, if you see the dioramas here, which are there in front, practically, I think, out of how many? Eight or ten. You'll find almost in six dioramas, you'll find Mother Yashoda. They're just counting during Kirtan. So, the whole point is that you can just imagine the fortune of Vrajavasis. And we can even just feel fortune for ourselves, because we are in connected to such parampara where we are getting to hear such nectar, you know, in the Brahma Madhu Gauda Shishya parampara. We are getting to see or hear, of course seeing and hearing in one sense non-different, So we are getting that opportunity, that fortune to come across such intimate pastimes of the Lord. Of course, in the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, you know, there is Rama and Hanuman, there is a wonderful reciprocation, there is no doubt. And in Vaikuntha also, the associates of Vishnu and Vishnu Dutas and Vishnu, they are reciprocate. But if you see the Vrindavan pastimes, how intimate they are, it is just mind-boggling. So here we can see what is the position of the supreme enjoyer. Here Krishna is catching the tail of calf, and basically when calves, those devotees who had certain experience in Talashri, we have certain, like, you know, when calves, you touch them, they immediately get a little bit shaken. And you need to really struggle a little bit for some time to develop some relationship with calves. Then they will come to you, like, you know, they let you caress them. So naturally when Krishna and Balaram, they would catch, they would get little fearful. So when the first thing that they do when they are fearful, so if an elderly cow is there, even if it becomes fearful, the reciprocate, how it reciprocates is, it will raise her, you know, behind leg. And it's like if it becomes fearful or something like that. Whereas calf, the immediate reaction when it becomes fearful is it runs or it jumps a little bit. So seeing that reaction of calf, Krishna and Balaram also would become fearful. The personality whom even fear personified fears, that personality becomes fearful. And then he catches, because the natural tendency of anyone when we become fearful is, when we become fearful, the natural tendency is to take shelter. So that's why those, like, you know, if somebody is drowning in any water body, the person who goes for saving him, he has to be very careful, because this person is drowning, immediately when he gets a shelter, he will hold it tightly. So if he holds a neck or something, then both people will drown. So there is a norm, those people who are trained in rescuing, in these cases, they are trained to handle the people without touching their neck or some sensitive parts. So naturally, here Krishna and Balaram, out of fear, they would catch the tails that they were holding very tightly, because out of fear. And then because of that, they would run, and then they would drag, and then, and I'm sure, though this particular shloka doesn't describe, in the course of all these pastimes must be happening in the Goshala or around Goshala, or where the cows are staying. And in the course of this, a lot of cow urine, cow dung must be smeared on their bodies. So you can just imagine the scene. And that supreme enjoyer, for whom the entire world is actually an object of enjoyment, what is the position of that enjoyer here? He is performing such pastimes, and seeing such pastimes and being part of that pastimes, all the viewers are just laughing. Here, they just simply laughed. So you can imagine, the in this world we have a definition of being enjoyer is what? Okay, I will sit behind, or I will sit in the front or wherever, but I will sit and I will make everybody work as per my plan. And when everybody works, then I enjoy the fruits, and that's how I become enjoyer. That is the material conception of an enjoyer. But here you see Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is giving pleasure to all his devotees by performing such intimate pastimes. You know, and it's a very common sight, you know, just like in homes where small children are there, it's a common thing, you know. Sometimes they play a song. I said, I better nacho abhi. And the child dances and everybody enjoys. And then you'll find even in Vrindavan, gopis, elderly gopis make Krishna dance. And then when Krishna dances, they very much enjoy. Like few days back also I had a class that Krishna, it's like he gets confused out of his own will, you know. And then he doesn't realize his position in one sense. And then he completely sells himself off for the pleasure of his devotee. So this is a very nice sloka from Padyavali by Sri Kavi Sarvabhauma. It's like, what extent gopis have interacted with Krishna. He said, Kvananam kva nayanam kva nasika kva shrutir kva cha shikair desteir tatra tatra nihitaguli dalo ballavi kulam anandya prabhu. It says that kvananam, kvananam means saying, ananam means face, kva means where is your face? Gopis ask Krishna, and then Krishna tells, oh, this is my face. And then they ask, kva nayanam, where are your eyes? Krishna says, oh, these are my eyes. And kva nasika, where is your nose? Say, oh, this is my nose. Kva shrutihi, kva shrutihi means, where are your ears? And then Krishna points out, kvacha shikaha, where is your shika, or top of your head? Krishna says, oh, this is my top. And in that way, Krishna tells them, oh, these are my angas. And then gopis delight such pastimes so happily. So, in specific, so the whole point is that the concept of being enjoyer of our definition in the material realm is completely different from the actual enjoyment that Krishna gets, and then from Krishna's association what his devotees gets. That's why you'll find, see, here the whole leelas are performed and then all the gopis are very happy. And then seeing his devotees very happy, Krishna becomes more happy and blissful. And then because Krishna is very happy, seeing Krishna's happiness, devotees become further happy. And in that way, this loop is infinite loop. And we will find in 10th, specifically this 4th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, 4th or 5th chapter in Adilila, describes the reciprocation between Krishna and gopis. How, actually, the concept of, as long as we have that idea of when I want to enjoy means I have to get pleasure. As long as we are in that realm, in that mood, we will never be able to comprehend such pastimes. So that is the reason for a neophyte people or for a non-devotee is such exalted leelas like, you know, gopis and Krishna, they are not actually recommended, because there's so much, it is there inside our heart of trying to be enjoyer. So we will not be able to understand. So here in the 4th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how gopis would just dress themselves so that they would want to please Krishna, and seeing that Krishna is happy, gopis become more beautiful. And then seeing that gopis are beautiful, Krishna becomes more happy. So the whole point is that the sweetness of Krishna that is actually experienced in Vrindavana is in the highest degree. It is to the highest degree. And even we will find, soon Damodar month is coming. Just I think two, three days are there. So we'll find that there is Aishwarya Shakti which exhibits the past, the opulences of Krishna. And there is Leela Shakti which orchestrates the pastimes of Krishna. And often there is a tug of war, because this particular chapter is about Lord Krishna showing the universal form, where at one point of time Aishwarya Shakti comes into picture and showing the entire universe within the Krishna's mouth. In Damodar Leela also, yes, Krishna was, like, you know, Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna and Aishwarya Shakti is not allowing Krishna to be bound. And then pastime is also happening through Leela Shakti, and finally at one point of time Krishna tells Aishwarya Shakti, okay, you wait. Now let my Leela Shakti take over. and then he allows Mother Yashoda to bind Krishna. So the whole point is that the pastimes of Krishna are extremely beautiful, and one which is there. And in specific to this particular sloka, Shri Radharas Biharji ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman ki jai, Shri Gauranga ki jai. So in specific, this particular leela is very much related to cows and calves. So there is a full description of how they would react. As I was just mentioning, that in Talasri we had the experience. So calves, in general, they are very fearful compared to cows. Natural, because they are very young. So when you go and try to touch a calf, or try to remove bug, or try to caress him or her, so in the beginning it doesn't actually, like, you know, get tamed or something. I mean, not exactly taming. She doesn't support, or she or he doesn't support. And then you need to spend some time, then make little bit of friendship. And once you become little close with calves, you know, the only later things you only have to experience, you know, it cannot be described. The way calves actually reciprocate with anyone who go very close to them is like something which cannot be described. They lick you, they, like, you know, they try to take out your shikha also. Sometimes you have to really protect your shikha because it pains a lot, you know, when they try to remove your hair. I mean, not that they try to remove. And like one devotee had experience of doing Gayatri in Goshala in the evening time, especially just after cows take or calves take milk, and you'll really find tough time, you know, to complete Gayatri, because these people just kind of blow you out. So the whole point is that there's so much, cows and calves are so dear to Krishna. Again, when we say cows are very dear to Krishna, it is not a singular statement which need to be separated out. Okay, is it that, okay, cows are very dear to Krishna, what about all others? Are they not dear to Krishna? No, it is not like that. Because in this world, when we love someone, our ability to reciprocate or ability to love is only constrained to limited objects. Whereas that is not the case with Krishna. When Krishna loves cows, it doesn't mean that he only loves cows. He loves many other things also, and other people also. So anyway, the offering mantra that we recite while offering to any foodstuffs to Krishna, we use Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha, one who is very dear to cows and brahmanas. And in specific, in comparison to brahmanas and cows, Krishna is very dear to cows. Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha. So that is the reason, traditionally, when bhoga is offered to deities, their lordships, after they take the bhoga, when naivedya, when it becomes prasad. So, at least in some places I had observed, the first prasad portion goes to cows, and then it is given to other devotees. And we have seen in a Vedic tradition, first generally brahmanas are fed, and then like that there is a hierarchy. So even before brahmanas get prasadam goes to cows. So, and we will find in so many places, because I have not any specifically got all the references, but I am sure there will be a lot of references related to cows in scriptures. You know, you will find even Bhumi Devi is taking the form of a cow, you know, while approaching Brahma. And even Pandavas, when it was very clear to Duryodhana that Pandavas are in Virat through his spies, and not only spies, because after Kichaka was killed, because Kichaka, Duryodhana, Jarasandha, there are like that some few personal, five personalities are there, I think. They're all supposed to be killed by one person. It's based on some calculations. I'm not sure of the details. So when Kichaka was killed, it has almost became clear. Pandavas have to be in Virata. So to get Pandavas out of their incognito, the method that was chosen is the Virata cows were actually taken into the custody of Kaurava Sainya. Not sure of the details who actually went there. So because Kauravas or the Duryodhana knew, when it comes to protection of cows, a kshatriya, specifically kshatriya of the type of Pandavas, they will never keep quiet. Even if it let's say it causes them to go out of that incognito period, because once they are found in incognito time, they will have to repeat the whole cycle. Even if that is required, they may not mind doing for the sake of protecting cows. So that is the reason, you know, they had actually attacked, or they have taken cows into custody. And we also find Dilipa has a conversation with cows. And the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find even Parikshit Maharaj was ready to attack or kill Kali because of the offense that he has done of hurting cow and bull. So in scriptures, you will find there are so many pastimes, there is so much emphasis in relation to protecting cows. In specific to ISKCON, or in specific to our founder Acharya's emphasis, of all the barometers in the first canto in one of the purport, Prabhupada takes which two parameters as a barometer for indicating the happiness of society. He says that in society where cows and brahmanas are happy, that society will be very happy. Means of all the parameters, Prabhupada takes these two, cows and brahmanas. And that is the reason in any society, especially society like ours, which is spiritual society, there should be clear emphasis of what we want to do, how we want to do. The culture has to be Brahmanical culture, and it should be centered around such activities which are Brahmanical, and cow production is also part of that. So like one devotee was sharing that at one point of time, the community in which they were living, they were having a lot of crisis in terms of manpower, money and everything. So they had decided, okay, let us just take because Krishna is very dear to cows, and cows are very dear to Krishna. Cows are very dear to Krishna. So they said, okay, we'll just take care of cows and let us see. And then soon it happened. No, whatever requirements they had, they actually got. And this is something which even to some extent may not be with the right mood and intention. Even modern people actually have understood this little bit. Like, I don't know how many of you have seen that message. This is a Gosha, not Goshala basically. It's a diary, just outskirts of New York. It is charging 21,000. I think it comes to be around $300 or something for 1.5 hours of spending time with cows. Because they had done some research, basically the cow's temperature is more than humans and their heartbeat is lesser than, you know, humans, whatever. And then they said, basically according to their research, that if a human being spends time with cows, his stress actually gets released, or he becomes very, like, you know, whatever, some lot of calculation. I didn't read the article, I just read the initial content. So they say that, and then they're actually charging 21,000. Now, being devotees, that is not our real mood of serving cows. Not that, okay. That may be byproduct, okay. We serve cows and then we may get a lot of benefits. But that is not our real mood. Our real mood of serving cows or protecting cows is to please Krishna. And when we do that, side by side, these things may happen, might not happen. That's not our concern. But the whole point is that even an ordinary materialistic person or the people, they're able to realize this fact. And nowadays there's so much going on in terms of, I think, the diyas to be used from, you know, cow dung diyas. The whole point is that even modern man is actually living. There is one, I think, long back I'd heard, I don't know about the details, but there is one person in Maharashtra who is maintaining a goshala or something, And there are a lot of people who are mentally retarded. They actually come to his goshala and he engages them in serving the cows. And it is observed that, of course, I am not saying that this is a measure to recover mentally. That's not the point. And then some of the people who are actually treated by such means, they even ended up becoming accountants in his own goshala. So the whole point is that even physical level, at emotional level, taking care of cows has its own, you can say, advantages. Though our mood is actually not that we serve cows so that we get something from them. In fact, we try to use our logic and try to calculate gain and loss, or when we put a balance sheet, we have our own logic. Like some days back, I think His Grace Ram Rupa was mentioning that when it comes to distributing prasad, now we will try to calculate, okay, oh, this many people give prasad, this much, itna paisa chale jayega hamara. No, it's like, no, we distribute so that Krishna is happy. When Krishna is happy, he is going to arrange his resources, because it is not our job, it is Krishna's job. So when we try to calculate profit loss based on our logic fails. Because recently I was interacting with one of the devotee who was earlier, not earlier, now also is connected to Juhu. So he is in his hometown maintaining a goshala. And his experience of, because generally when you maintain goshala, you get cows which are rescued from slaughter. And usually they may not be giving output in terms of, you know, milk or other things. So he was telling that there's no income, but it never happened that cows went hungry or their family became bankrupt or something because of the expenditure of cows, on cows. Telling Krishna is arranging. Many times his realization is that, Praji, for next day we don't have any chara or we don't have any Lakshmi, and suddenly somebody called us and then he gave, you know, some 15,000, 20,000, like that. So the whole point is that we follow a particular methodology or a system based on principle, not based on profit. And that is essentially Brahminical. Brahmana means, okay, what is there in the scriptures that we follow. And our logic can sometimes completely fail in that regard. No issue. Because our main concern is to follow scriptures, follows Krishna's advice to all of us. Now, it doesn't mean that, okay, fine, you know, okay, Prabhupada said we should make cows happy, so we will make, let's everyone go to goshala. That's not the point which I'm trying to make. So Krishna said, Prabhupada said, there are so many other things also. There is book distribution, there is, you know, prasadam distribution, harinam sankirtan, preaching. So all things have to be done, but this is also one of the important aspect of our Krishna conscious movement to protect cows. So this balance, it's a very, the word which is very difficult to understand, because whenever we say balance, okay, what is the balance? How much is what? How to understand what is balance? So as per my understanding of what balance means, balance cannot be decided by us. The balance factor has to be decided by someone above us, authority or guru. So when we try to take balance factor or balance parameter in our hand and try to decide, usually we end up with imbalance. So it is not that, okay, person should do preach also, take care of cows also, or some people should take care of cows, some people should do Harinam Sankirtan, all other activities, deity worship, or okay, some aspect. So thing is that we will not be able to decide what is balance, what is imbalance based on our calculation. It is best that we approach a superior who has a bigger picture than us. He may not have the absolute picture, but at least he has a picture bigger than us and have a clear-cut, heart-to-heart, or if possible, conversation. And then based on that conversation or based on that discussion, we can try to come to some conclusions of what balance would be. Because long back, I remember one of the senior devotees was guiding me. He used to very frequently quote this story. So, story. He would tell once a guru and disciple were going in a market. And then guru said, you know, oh, it is bangan. This bangan is so nice. And immediately his disciple who was accompanying him, he said, oh, bangan is very nice. You know, with bangan we can make bhartha, we can make chutney, we can make, what all, XYZ. You can burn it and then, bangan you can burn and then inside it becomes, remove the peel, that becomes a very nice chutney. So, he started glorifying. Then after some time, guru or his superior said that, oh, bangan achcha nahi, ye alu achcha hai. Then he said, yes, bangan is very bad, because it creates itching and, sometimes there are a lot of keeda inside bangan, it's not good. But alu is very good. Why? With alu you can do so much. You can make, in its context, there's no need to describe position of alu. I think it is very safe in its position. No matter what happens, the alu is very much needed in its corner. It is used. Anyone will come and go, but alu doesn't go in his corn. So alu, he said, so many items you can do. You can make alu pakoda. You can make alu this that. Everything you can make. Then after something went, alu is okay, but this carrot is very good. It creates gas and it creates vata issue. Carrot is very good, it has, I think, vitamin A, good for eyes. Then that superior guru was asking, hey, come on, wait. What are you saying? You are saying, bangan was good. When I said bangan was good, you said bangan is good. Alu is good, you said alu is good. You said carrot is good, means carrot is good. What is your favorite? What do you like? Then he said, no, I don't have any likings. I am not bangan bhakta, alu bhakta or carrot bhakta. I am yours. What you like, I like that. Of course, it's a very high advanced stage, which, it's a strugglesome, not that we will be able to get it, but at least we should have that aspiration, that okay, we want to follow a superior, a guru, who actually knows what balance is, and according to that balance, he decides how much is to be done, what, how long it should be done, what should be its. So now, specific to this, one more word which is given here is abala. So what it looks like is that the whole pastime is happening within the angana. Angana means the courtyard, or within, not courtyard, within the house of Nanda Maharaj, and where it is said that yarya angana darshaniya kumaralila, because the childhood pastimes, angana darshaniya for whom abalaha. So it is said that it looks like in those days it was a typical custom that women would generally stick themselves within the home. And the word abala, bala refers to strength. Abala means one who is not having strength, which indicates that one who actually needs protection. So according to Vedic culture, these five beings are given protection or need to be given protection. Old people, brahmanas, cows, children and women. So I don't know, in childhood there were some movies which we have seen, it's a Telugu dialogue, they say, some particular lady says, I want to prove, woman is not abala, it is sabala or something like that. No, we want to prove that, No, it is not like that. So often, someone is restricted just within the certain limits, inside home or outside home. That should not be taken in the view of inferiority and superiority. Inferiority, superiority, in any relationship actually it is there, but such type of inferiority, superiority are social. Just like in a managerial hierarchy also, manager is superior to assistant manager. A supervisor will be inferior to assistant manager. and the laborer will be inferior to supervisor. So yes, there is a hierarchy in terms of socially there is a hierarchy, but specifically in case of the community of devotees, there may be a social hierarchy, but in terms of spiritually, as long as we do our duties perfectly for the pleasure of Krishna, that would be equally pleasing to Krishna. As just sometime back, the point was, okay, Krishna loves cows, doesn't mean that he doesn't love others. He loves brahmanas, he loves, you know, those who are trying to serve him with love and affection under the guidance of Guru in whichever possible way. So it is like we try to put this logic, you know, contradictory versus complementary. And when we take one statement, we try to view it in terms of, okay, it is contradicting others. No, it could be complementing to others. So it is like someone says, in America people don't use pens for noting down. Now that statement should not be taken, okay, America people don't use pens, okay, so most of the people in America will be illiterates. No, that's not the conclusion. And this is what is the conclusion of Mayavadis. And Mayavadis say, when they hear, there is no quality for the absolute truth. Okay, there's no quality means he is impersonal. He doesn't have absolute, doesn't have senses means, okay, he is impersonal. He doesn't have senses, he doesn't have qualities. No, when he has no rupa, no form, that means no material form. In the same way, we should not be taking these things in a extremist way. Okay, there's a hierarchy, you know, on a man versus woman. No, it is not like that. Or there is a, okay, this particular thing is the important. I believe there is one conversation that happened with Prabhupada. So some disciples, I think group of book distributors came to Prabhupada and then they said, Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? Or which service pleases you the most? And they're all book distributors. Naturally, they expected, okay, book distribution is the most pleasing service or something like that, they expected reply. And what did Prabhupada say? Loving Krishna. So the whole point is that traditionally, yes, there is a, okay, abala means without strength, one who actually needs protection. And socially there may be a discrimination, okay, their role will be theirs, this role. So it should not be taken on the platform for ego. So many times the discrimination, when it is taken on the platform of ego, it leads to conflict. So one devotee was telling, like, many times people may argue, oh, is it that only this particular activities can be done only by men, we cannot do? No, it is not like that. The question is not can or can't, question is should or shouldn't. Specifically in case of taking care of child. So now men also can take care of child, but in general, you see, the kind of care that a lady or woman can give to a child, that cannot be given by man. So you will find there is a lot of description here also, how you will find even in purports. So the whole point is that in specific to our daily life, you know, we can try as much as possible to follow the scriptures and try to have a Brahmanical lifestyle as much as possible, or a lifestyle which is under the direction of Brahmanas. Or when we say Brahmana, it implies that the Vaishnava. So, and specific to this particular pastime, so here Vishnu Chakra Thakur gives his explanation. He said when Krishna was being dragged by calves, gopis were making fun. Hey Krishna, Balaram, your age is little more. Now you have grown up little bit, but you are still being dragged by calves who are just drinking milk. These calves are very angry. and they are drinking milk, and then they just normal drink. Of course, Krishna Balaram also in the previous one or two slokas before, I think one sloka before only, it is clear description. Krishna Balaram also drinking. So thinking that gopis were making fun. Oh, is it? You are being dragged by these calves who are just drinking milk. And if you know the calculation, at least as per what my observance in Talashri, it's a cow's lifetime is generally 20 years, or 18-20 years. Now, we may live around 70-80. 70-80 is too much. Maybe by the time we grow old, 60-65 could be a good achievement. Of course, that's not an achievement or something. So the whole thing is that their rate of growth, you can clearly see, it will be very high. That's why you'll find even when a calf comes to 8-9 months, it starts eating chara. It doesn't fully depend on milk. So in that sense also, you see that calves, their growth will be much higher in comparison to us. But in any way, you will find here gopis are actually making fun of Krishna. And this is the if at all we have some aspirations, this should be aspired for. That Karuna Kataksha, that beautiful glance of Krishna on us, by which a living entity gets fully satisfied. You know? Then, and after getting that, there is nothing further to achieve for anyone. Because a living entity's heart gets fully satisfied after getting that mercy of Krishna. And you can see how fortunate these Vrajavasis are. You know, they're getting to see such intimate pastimes of Krishna. And all that will be possible when we follow the guidelines that are given by our Guru. Not that we try to immediately jump to the 10th canto pastimes, or we think that, you know, I am also part of that, try to visualize. Okay, that all is okay. But the thing is that we have to see and do practice the guidelines that are given to us, which are defined for us, so that slowly, at least we'll have such aspirations. Our goal should be to get the, or not achieve in terms, be blessed by the mercy of Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Any comments?
Hare Krishna, thank you for a wonderful class. You have got a great insight into the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. I just want to make one point. These days, cow curdling is a very big business in India. Cow curdling. They understood that wherever the cow breathes out air, that area has no disease, means no germs are there which are disease. It's very healthy. So cow curdling is coming up as a good business in India. Any plans in Talasari?
No, the whole point is that, especially for devotees, we have to be very careful, because, of course, the whole emphasis should be that we do our activities so that Krishna becomes pleased. So when master is pleased, so servant gets his share. The same way, the Krishna will be pleased when we please cows, and cows are pleased as serving cows, we also may get our share. So the whole point is that now it may work or may not work within the business calculations. That can be a consideration, but may not be the primary consideration.
Because so, when people come for cow cuddling, maybe for disease, to get free of disease, that way devotees can also preach
to them. That's
Govinda, Krishna is a, you know, master of the cows and senses, so many things. That can be done probably. Maybe you can initiate some program. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Want to say something?